back in Jefferson City for the week this week, Senator, starting off with the extra session that was called by the governor after a court decision that came down at the end of June, I believe.
Yes, this dealt with sales tax on vehicles. It probably wasn't important to most people in the state of Missouri, but it was if you were trying to trade cars and you had gone in expecting to be able to use credits from the sale of more than one vehicle, and the Supreme Court ruled that you couldn't do it after so many years had been done. At a very low cost, the governor called a special session, took that bill up, no controversy whatsoever, very bipartisan, and we were able to pass it and then guarantee that. So hopefully it'll help sale of new vehicles or used vehicles and then spur sales tax for the state of Missouri, and also give credit where credit's needed to those individuals who had become accustomed to being able to do that. So it was time well spent, and it saved a very low cost. Very few people had to maybe spend more than one a day extra or two up here at most to do so, and took care of other things too while we're up here. In the wisdom of the governor and of the Senate and the House, we were able to take up gubernatorial appointments, and so these people didn't hang in limbo, and also made it a little bit easier come next January when we're back in session, we can get to others that are real important. And so fortunately I did have just one, Tracy Wiley from West Plains, got appointed to the Missouri Fire Safety Education Advisory Commission. Tim Bean, the fire marshal who we were fortunate to get appointed, was right here with her, supporting her. And so people that volunteer, it's unpaid, but people that volunteer the time and the expense of doing so to serve. So that's a big thing. And I've got an incredible amount of good people from the area that have been appointed to boards. And if anyone's ever interested, they need to make application to the governor's office, then contact me and we'll see what we can maybe possibly get done with it. Some of the lower boards are not very, the highly demand ones and people like would be Conservation Commission, Highway Commission, maybe K-12, which we did get someone on K-12 recently from West Plains with Mary Shedd. The lesser boards are easier to get appointed to. Those others are pretty tough road because lots of competition for that. But it can be done. So I would encourage people, if they're truly interested, contact and make application online for that, and then let me know they've done so. We'll see what we can get done. People are already here, so no expense to taxpayer. And it is a convenience for everybody. And those boards, there's like over 500 boards and lots of vacancies. And the governor's doing a great job filling those spots. The governor's been great for me to work with getting those special appointments. We've really done well with appointments from the area.
And as you mentioned, the expense was kept to a minimum because the extra session held at the same time as the veto session, which is held every year at this time.
It is, and it's by constitution, and no one really, everyone's given an opportunity to bring up a bill that was vetoed. And the governor only vetoed like six, I think, out of probably 125. There's no expense, but we have to be up here. That's by the constitution. And there are no bills brought up for veto. Gave a little bit of time to discuss. That helped eliminate the expense on the special session.